Well, Steve, what an absolute sickener that was so late in the game. Just give us your reflective thoughts.
I've not got any reflective thoughts, has I? I'm as down as I've ever been. And if you had two efforts on goal, that's the second one. It's over there. I know it's a minimum of four. It's in the fifth minute when they score. We should deal with the ball into the box, but we've had enough chances, haven't we? Once again. So it's a record player now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something we've spoken about quite a lot, isn't it? Taking chances. Is it confidence? What do you put it down to?
How can you say it's confidence when you've watched us just batter them? Just absolutely batter them from start to finish. But we've got a tendency to make an error, and that's killing us. We don't get any consistency in being able to have team selection because of bookings. You see a booking today, which is scandalous. They get three warnings and no booking. So we've been restricted in personnel. But we're just devastated. The dressing room's devastated, isn't it? Isn't it? Listen, at any point we come out with words that we'll back on Monday and all that stuff, it's as down as we've ever been. We've absolutely battered them senseless. But we didn't win.
How do you go about it then? How do you go about turning these games where you're dominating into you're putting four or five goals past teams? Because you could have had that many today. But how do you go about addressing it, though? I mean, in terms of in front of goal, converting these chances. Matt Tubbs today scored and it was a great goal, but he's
listen,
the first striker.
We scored two goals at home, we should win. We've had two defensive errors. We've won three headers, no box for the equaliser. It's come well over the allocated 4 minutes. I know it's a minimum. Well, I feel as for the one substitute and there's no physios on the pitch, he must stop it. But he didn't. And we've created enough good situations and enough good chances to have killed the game. And, you know, their manager was very complimentary at the time up, but I'm hearing that a lot of weeks now. I don't really want to listen to it anymore. I'm sick of it.
Have you got to try and look at positives? Have you got to try and take positive out of it? I know it's hard to do now.
No, I don't want positives tonight. I don't want positives. Seven games is a consistency of something not being right. And we know what they are. We just need to come back to work on Monday, don't we? It's really, really hard to take. That's as big a hiding as Colchester will get. But we said that second half last week. We said it, Tranmere. We said it, Peterborough. It's every week.
Where do you go next then? What do you do now, Steve?
What can you do? We come back and train on Monday and go again. It's hard to take that. Hard to take.
We keep talking about loan market. Do you go into the loan market now? Is now the time to do it, do you feel?
No. Now's not the time, is it? We need to regroup and work it through and get some players back on the pitch. You know, we're missing our captain today. Craig's missing. Last week, we're missing a corner on Fricklington. You know, we're going to lose Arneson for international duty, a corner for international duty. It's hard. And it's hard when we miss players with suspensions. I watch my players get cautioned. And I see others get the benefit of the doubt, and it's scandalous. That's what it is, it's scandalous. But what can we do about it?